I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, often imitated but hardly duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bumps. That's right. We celebrated 38 years of radio a couple of weeks ago, so I didn't get a chance to celebrate that. So today, I guess, we're celebrating 38 years of radio straight up. It's been fun. There's no doubt about it. It's been some challenges here and there, but the Sports Byline Network and I have been together like 16, 17 years now, and it's a great relationship. Thank God for the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, the godfather, Ron Barr, and the man that runs the show around here, Darren Peck. Now that I've kissed everybody's ass, let's talk about our subject content. Of course, boxing, sport, professional boxing and mixed martial arts. Let's talk boxing. And of course, Triple G and Canelo Alvarez did it 12 rounds last week. We'll talk about that in depth. Of course, big fight last night. Shakur Stevenson beating the Brazilian gold medalist, Mr. Canseco, of course, from Brazil. What can I say? There's some personality flaws in Mr. Stevenson. Maybe a flawless fighter in the minds of some, but he's got some issues. And we'll talk about that with Boxing's PhD after Rick Spina. Shakur Stevenson, we'll hear about him. We'll hear from him after the first break as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can this hour. 1-800-878-7529. That's right. Daniel's ready to answer it. 1-800-878-7529. That is our listening line. Of course, you want to text me here in the studio text line for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, fights tonight from across the pond, Joseph Parker, Joe Joyce. Do you need to go to sleep? This is a fight you might want to watch. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy, he can't counter punch, his timing stinks, and he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person?
Well, he has a nice smile.
That's probably the best way to describe Triple G. Gennady Golovkin, of course, coming off that pathetic performance last week against the pound-for-pound king in the minds of some. We'll talk about Canelo Alvarez. Because Alvarez rolling to a 115-113 win. We'll bring that up with boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer in a couple of minutes. But last night, Newark, New Jersey, and they bragged about this on air, Daniel. They bragged about it being the highest grossing gate in Newark, New Jersey boxing history. They didn't say it was it wasn't the highest attended fight, you know what I'm saying? But they sold a lot of tickets and made a lot of money. So I guess each ticket was priced high. But the bottom line is I think Newark, New Jersey used to be owned by that Polish guy, Adamek. I believe Thomas Adamek owned that place as far as filling the Prudential Center. But last night, Shakur Stevenson went 12 rounds. Of course, Mr. Canseco come to us from Brazil, the 2016 Olympic gold medalist, now 17-2, 8 KOs. Of course, the controversial loss last year to Oscar Valdez, controversial in some people's mind because he took his foot off the gas after winning the first four or five rounds. But the bottom line is, check this out. He's got to be the stupidest fighter going, or his management team deserves to be shot. And why do I say that? I say shot? Why do I say that? Why would I go to such extremes? Get this. Shakur Stevenson didn't make the weight. So when he didn't make the weight, they could say, okay, we made the weight. We're not fighting. Pay us what you're supposed to pay us. Give me my purse. Okay, and rank me number one for the WBC title. I'll fight somebody for the vacant WBC title. In other words, I'll make a payday today. You'll pay me for today for not fighting, and then I'll come back in 6 or 8 weeks or 12 weeks, whenever you want me to do it, and I'll fight the other guy. That's the way a management team should have done that. What was it? What were those people from Brazil thinking? They took a fight against a guy that was unbeatable. I mean, he's got a couple of flaws, but not too many. I'm talking about Shakur Stevenson, 2016 Olympic silver medalist, Newark, New Jersey. He's a pretty flawless fighter. I mean, last night he showed some kinks and he got hit a few times. I mean, you get hit in professional boxing matches, no doubt about that. And Mr. Canseco is no bum, a Brazilian gold medalist. I mentioned that, the first Brazilian ever to win gold. But the bottom line is, Shakur Stevenson, he had some mental lapses in last night's fight, and a couple of them were due to frustration. But the bottom line is, he pushed his guy down not once but twice. Here's Shakur post-fight.
Undefeated, improves to 19-0. Wasn't the way you expected it coming in. What was it like once you got in here to a record crowd of 10,107 fans who came to see Newark's own Shakur?
I just want to start off by saying I want to thank God for putting me in this position. And without him, none of this would be possible. But I had a long week. I had a long week. I killed myself to make weight. All I wanted to do was come in here and perform, and I did everything I could to do that.
How were you able to set that aside? Because I know you're big on social media. Did you even check? Did you even care what was on there? Because I know you get motivated, but it also can be a detractor for a young person like yourself.
Now I'm locked in. Tell everybody stay over there where they at. If they want to go to a different side, hate me for growing or gaining weight, that's on them. But if anybody got a problem with me, tell them stay where they at. I'm going to keep going up.
You are going to keep going up. You just sent a message to the guys at 135 pounds. What was that?
I'm just a dominant individual. Even with me versus him and the ref, I did everything I could to try to beat him up as much as I can. He held me the whole night, but I did everything I could.
Why was it so hard to get him out of there? It seemed like you had an opportunity. You told us in the fighter meeting, after six, I think I can go get him, but he withstood your onslaught.
I think that he was doing a lot of holding whenever I got to the inside. As soon as I get on the inside, he'll grab me. And I think that was part of the reason, but other than that, he's real awkward and he's real tough, so he knows how to survive.
Now talk to me about what this crowd gave you this evening.
They gave me an enormous amount of energy. I love Nork and I appreciate Nork for coming out here and supporting me. I love y'all so much. Without y'all, I wouldn't be who I am, and I'm going to keep working hard for y'all every day.
What do you think about Konsei Sal taking this fight? He could have walked away from here, taken his money, and not stepped into the ring.
Respect to him, but I mean, everybody want that kind of paycheck, so I feel like the paycheck was part of the reason. They can say whatever they want, but I respect them for taking the fight still, but the paycheck was part of the reason.
Your style tonight, you were combative, you were in there, in the pocket. What were you trying to show?
I was trying to fight. I wanted to fight. I wanted to stand there and beat him up, and he kept grabbing hold, and he didn't really want to fight. I wanted to fight.
135 pounds, you're in there now. Names like Haney, names like Cambosis, Loma, Tank, what do those guys mean to you?
Shout out to all my Puerto Rican fans. I love y'all too. I appreciate y'all for supporting me and taking me in like I'm one of y'all child too. But other than that, everybody at 135 got to get it.
Who do you want next?
Anybody.
You were a champion. You came, you stepped on that scale a champion. You stepped off that scale no longer a champion. So there's only one champ right now. Who do you want and when do you want him?
We got to fight the champ. Set it up. Me and Devin, we can lock in. After he fight Cambosis, let's get it on.
He's got Loma probably after that. Is that a fight that interests you if he's able to get past that?
I'll fight Lomachenko too.
All right. And just finally, this week was difficult. What did you learn about yourself?
That I'm tough. Even through my hard times, I still find a way to push through. With everything going on, I pushed through the whole time, and I kept it going. So I learned that I'm real tough.
Thank you very much. Shakur Stevenson improves to 19-0. Joe, guys, we send it up to you for the state of boxing.
00, the scores are 117-109, 118-108, and 117-109. Bottom line, it was a very dominant performance for the young man from Newark, New Jersey. We wish him the very best of luck, but he has some personality issues. There's some issues when he pushed Canseco down, not once but twice. The referee took a point. He was about to take a point the second time. Bottom line is, he didn't need to do that. He was like clearly cleaning this guy's clock. So why do you need to do that? Bottom line is, you can say it's frustration. You can say it's immaturity. Say what you want, but he's 25 years old now. No more excuses. Bottom line is, good performance last night for Shakur Stevenson. We welcome him at 135 pounds. Now, time to welcome Boxing's PhD coming to us from the Bronx. We'll talk about Socrates Palmer Jr. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How's everything with yourself?
Pretty good. Let's go to Golovkin and Triple G. Triple G and Canelo just for a minute. 115, 113. I really was hard pressed to give Golovkin more than a round. Are you laughing at that or what?
Hey, listen, man. I'm right around the same boat as you. Gennady Golovkin finished the fight strong, but he gave away about 9 rounds.
10.
I mean, there was no way that that a competent judge can give more than 2 rounds to Gennady Golovkin. Gennady Golovkin fought a fight. I don't want to be disrespectful, but he fought a fight. He fought a scared fight. He fought a fight to live another day.
Listen.
And to see another check.
Let me explain boxing 101 to people on the radio, and here I'll explain it on twitch.tv. When you throw a left hook like Joe Frazier and you miss wildly and you go all the way off, you're off balance, your arm is the other way, your face and your chin, your face for sure, is totally exposed, the top of your head, okay? This is when the other fighter jumps in with a right hand because you're an open target and clocks you. This is, I mean, and I counted, like, I stopped counting it 12 times. After Canelo threw 12 hooks and Gennady Golovkin didn't jump in one time, I said to myself, he is here to not get hurt, not to win.
100%. I mean, he's there. He was there you know, he fought this fight outside of his weight, right? That's number one. So he walked away a loser, but he still got gold at 160 pounds. And in the post fight, he said he was going to keep fighting. So, you know, he fought to live another day, basically, to see another day.
Well, I could use some stuff that would be borderline as far as the FCC is concerned. So I'm not going to do it. But I wasn't too pleased with that, without a doubt. Now back to Shakur last night. Outside of him pushing that kid down a couple of times when he really didn't have to. I mean, you know, here's what's. I remember one time I tried to butt Keith Rucker because he was holding, and he held, after I knocked him down early in the fight, he held me in the second round, he held me in the third round, and he was just holding me and holding me and holding me and holding me. So I butted, I tried to butt him one time, and the referee, in fact, I still see the referee once in a while, he warned me about that. He said, Pedro, I could disqualify you for that. I said, okay, so I didn't do it again. But the bottom line is, I understand the frustration, but you know... It was an immature move on me trying to butt him. It was an immature move last night by Shakur trying to push a guy to the ground.
Yeah, look, we've seen fighters that teeter the edge of being dirty and rough. One of his mentors, Andre Ward, he did that. Miguel Cotto.
Are you talking about the son? Are you trying to tell me the son of God? The son of God, and he definitely is. I'm not rapping him for that. But the son of God fights dirty. I mean, are you talking about the Kovalev fight, the second rematch?
I'm talking about just pick a fight. Listen, Andre Ward picks up the Bible on Sundays, but on Saturdays when it was time to knuckle up, he knew what he was there for.
I only heard him swear. I only saw him upset one time. Mikhail Kessler got him upset at a weigh-in. I think he might have said the F-bomb. I think he might have. I mean, or murmured it. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't actually hear him say it. Bottom line is, he is the son of God. And people say to me, you know, he has an image. Is it all image? No, that's him. That's Andre. I kid you not. That's Andre Ward. Him and Tiffany have been together since like they were 12. His wife got a couple of kids, or had a couple of kids last time I talked to him. But the bottom line is, you know, they're a wonderful family, a wonderful couple, and Andre Ward is a class act. Now, he can't count. He can't count to 12 because he can't score a fight. But the bottom line is, he's one of the best analysts on TV, no doubt about that. More Ring Talk after the break with the boxing PhD, Socrates Palmer.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
TV September 24th, Mauricio Lara, Lay Wood. That's going to be for the WBA featherweight title. That's on DAZN, D-A-Z-N. If you got their app, it's $19.99 a month, I believe. And Joe Joyce and Joseph Park can hook it up on ESPN Plus for the WBO heavyweight eliminator. Also on the same card, Amanda Serrano, the uncrowned world lightweight champion in my mind. Of course, he's taking on Sarah Mahfood, who can really fight. I mean, Sarah can fight. I don't think she's a big puncher, but she can fight. Amanda Serrano and Sarah Mahfood going to do for the WBC, IBF, and WBO female featherweight titles, 126 pounds. Of course, she fought the champion at 135, schooled the champion, beat the champion, and got denied. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. I forgot to mention, Floyd Mayweather's doing an exhibition day against a guy that's never boxed before.
Yeah, I couldn't make it myself, so they called up this guy from Japan. I was ready to take that check.
I don't know about taking the check. I mean, think about that. Floyd probably doesn't hit that hard, and, you know, he never hit that hard as a boxer. So unless he's wearing 4-ounce gloves, I'm not expecting too much there. Bottom line is Floyd Mayweather is still around, still flexing his muscles, per se. I'm going to go back. I didn't celebrate Floyd Mayweather as a fighter. Am I wrong for that?
No, you're not in exclusive company. I mean, Floyd Mayweather, for as much good as he did for himself, did a lot of harm to the sport. There are a lot of question marks as far as, did he really fight the best competition at the best time? No, he did a lot of selective matchmaking. The networks let him get away with it. He was able to build up a persona and made a lot of money, you know, so props to him. But the true fight fan, you know, you left some stuff on the table. You know, there were guys out there that he avoided. Say what you will, but it's the truth. And but at the end of the day, it's about self-preservation. It's prize fighting, making the most money with the least amount of risk. And Floyd is a king at that.
Well, you know, we buried Ernie Shavers this past week. Of course, the former heavyweight contender, twice challenged for the heavyweight championship against Muhammad Ali and Larry Holmes, I believe. He had CTE, and so did Ken Norton. I found this out on a trip to Vegas a couple of weeks ago when I talked with Shelley Williams, the sweetheart that she is. And she, you know, a lot of these guys have CTE. See, and here's what's up. I couldn't understand why Ken Norton was such an asshole. I couldn't understand that. I mean, I told you I had to babysit him in Sacramento one time, and with him, Ali, George Foreman, and Larry Holmes, I was like the MC for these four guys at some car show. Anyway, another time, Ken was with me in Miami, Florida, and I told him, listen, I'm giving you $5,000. That's what I told him. I'm giving you $5,000 to come to the fights. All you got to do is come to the fights. He said, okay. I said, you maybe cut an interview beforehand, but you got to do nothing else. Go kick back in the sun. I said, I got you a penthouse, the whole nine yards. So he gets there, and he's there for 4 days. So after 2 days, he comes to me. He demands a $5,000 right then and there because I want my money right now. I said, well, I can't give you money. I can give you a check. I don't want no check. I can give you a check. I said, listen, I said, the check is from the hotel. The check is good. The check just isn't good until Saturday, until the first bell rings. When the first bell rings, I can start giving out checks. But until then, I couldn't do it. Anyway, Ken Norton left in a huff, got on a plane wherever he went back to his house. But the bottom line is he freaked out and left. And now that I realize later that these guys were all suffering from CTE, so maybe they weren't assholes. Maybe they were just damaged.
It's quite possible, man. I mean, the brain is something very delicate. And not to mention, Ken Norton spent time in the military. You know, who knows what else he went through. I mean, I don't think he served time, you know, as far as seeing action in war, but still, you know, it's very demanding. And, you know, I have come across fighters that are kind of jerks. Michael Moore.
Oh, the worst. Michael Moore was one of the worst. Hey, Michael Moore is dangerous. Did I tell you what he did to Emmanuel's house?
Shoot. No.
Check this out. Michael Moore was living with Emmanuel Stewart in Detroit. Of course, that was a house that I stayed in. Had my own little bedroom. Probably had Michael Moore's old bedroom in the same. But anyway, Michael Moore was making bombs in his room. Making real bombs that exploded. I kid you. So he put this bomb on the fence, and he blew Emmanuel's gate off the wall.
Wow, I did not know.
Oh, yeah, he was a gun freak, too. He was a gun. And at 174, here's a weird one. At 175, he was approachable. Once he went to heavyweight, he sort of like flipped out, and he was totally non-approachable. Non-approachable. He went from a super friendly guy to like nothing.
Yeah, definitely a very ordinary personality. I mean, but then again, you know, I've only been around him maybe once or twice, so maybe I caught him on an off day. But
I think you caught him in his prime. That's Michael Moore. Of course, you know, he was a fool. He allowed George Foreman to lull him he lulled him to sleep, this and that. And he said, oh, George can't hit me, George can't hit me. And George was just saying, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. And he clocked him. I mean, you know, what is Michael Moore famous for? Getting knocked out by an old man.
Yes. That is definitely the highlight of his career. He was, that was, you know, and beating a guy who was having a stroke in the middle of the ring, Vander Holyfield, if you remember when he took the title. So, yeah.
Well, you know, Evander had heart problems. He was cured by the preacher Benny Hahn. Is that his name, Benny Hahn? Something like that. Anyway, he cured him. He put his hand on Evander's shoulder for $50,000, and he cured Evander's heart problems. I kid you not. So Evander was able to fight again in Nevada because of Dr. Benny Hahn.
Yes, Benny Hahn, pronounced Hahn, I guess. Certain language. Yes.
Okay. And, Jamal Herring is saying you can't do that with Gervonta Davis. Talking about what Shakur Stevenson did last night with the Brazilian.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I mean, Shakur definitely showed frustration in the fight. Gervonta Davis is a different color fish. That's a fight that he can't make mistakes.
Is that a mismatch in size?
Shakur's a big lightweight, and he's going to dwarf Shakur. He's going to dwarf Tank. But Tank is exactly what his nickname. There's been, you know, legends of him knocking out middleweights in the gym. And he's just a dynamic puncher. And I just can't see him getting close enough to do that damage to Shakur. But his boxing, anything can happen, and especially someone who punches as deadly as Gervonta Davis.
Okay, and now last night he was talking about wanting to take on Lomachenko, of course, is with the same promoter, Bob Arum, or Devin Haney, once again done with Kambosos. Devin Haney and Kambosos, that's almost like a Gennady Golovkin move. Was Golovkin watching Kambosos in that first fight? Is that what the story was? You see the comparison I'm trying to make here?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is, though, Kambosos had probably signed one of the sweetest deals ever. I mean, he got paid, he fought the fight at home, mm-hmm. and he's going to be able to do it again.
Okay. Was that Brazilian's move last night, not walking away from the fight and still getting paid? Was that the clown move of all time or what? Clown move of all time?
I don't know who has the final say, the fighter or the manager.
I do. I'm the fighter. You know what I'm saying? I made the weight. He didn't make the weight. Give me my money. I made the weight. The championship, okay. Guess what? I'm going to fight for the vacant title against the number one guy that will probably be Daniel Ogden. Okay, mm-hmm. You hear what I'm trying to say? In other words, you get paid last night, you get paid for last night, and then you get paid another day. I mean, who was giving this guy advice?
Probably someone close to Shakur Stevenson that said, listen, we got to fight. We need a fight on TV. Yeah, it was just a dumb move because the check was cut as soon as he made the weight.
Yep.
You know, and he himself struggled, you know, but he did his thing. He lost the 2 pounds, got back on the scale. He fulfilled his obligation. Shakur Stevenson had zero intent of making that weight at all, period. That's a lot of baloney about, oh, I'm growing. He grew overnight? I mean, come on. That's BS, 101. And they knew that they kind of had Canseco by the nuts, but at the same time, it was a dumb move by his manager. He took a loss against a guy that chances are he wasn't going to beat anyway. So
he couldn't have beat Stevenson with three hands, man. Couldn't have beat Stevenson with three hands. Now, real quick, Usyk, Fury, and Joshua, what's going on?
Boy, the lineal world champion, the recognized champion, Tyson Fury, was talking very spicy on Twitter. He was dropping F-bombs.
I saw that. Calling
people S-bags and a whole bunch of nasty words in British slang. You know, he made me Google stuff, you know. So, yeah, apparently Tyson Fury's still, he's looking to fight, you know, in December. He basically told Anthony Joshua that, you know, you stop BSing, sign the contract. Either way, I'm fighting with or without you. I guess Tyson Fury's looking at Christmas. He's got five kids. He's got a young wife. He likes wearing Armani shirts. He's looking to get paid, and he's going to do it against somebody.
Okay, so what about Oleg Usyk? He's the odd man out here or what? I thought he was guaranteed to fight with Fury originally.
That's what everybody thought, but apparently Usyk is fine, you know, chilling out until 2023.
Ching, ching.
Yeah. Maybe a little step aside bread, you know.
A little.
Just a little coin, you know, but in the perfect world, we have Fury and Usyk happening this year, but I don't think that's going to happen. And that probably will be the theme of 2022. Okay. You know, all these fights that were supposed to happen are not going to happen.
Straight Up Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, appears exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, coming to you 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes.com. I keep going to bottom. Bottom line is, he is Boxing's PhD. Say hello to Junior, say hello to your daughter, and kiss your wife. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy the weekend.
The great Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Yeah, that's him, man.
You know, I was reflecting on... Actually, I flew to L.A. this week real quick for like for 3 hours. I had to serve somebody some papers, but I flew to L.A. and I flew back. And as I was flying back into SFO, descending, we're about to make our final descent in San Francisco. You know, I've been to 34 countries and been all around the United States, so I always tell people, you know, not move, but, you know, go places, travel, this and go to other places, you know, learn what other cultures are like, this thing. But the bottom line is, last night, or the day before yesterday, I was coming in from L.A., I just couldn't wait to get home. Thank God I'm home. Of course, last week was Las Vegas, and Vegas ain't the same anymore because the Imperial Palace Hotel, I no longer own that. Of course, I was a television and radio spokesperson for the hotel for almost a decade, so I was the man down there. I mean, I walk in and everything was just done for me. Here I'm coming from, free food, free massages, free rooms, free suites, free rooms for your mom, free rooms for the family. Everybody like just got fat, okay? Just got fat on the Imperial Palace. So now the Imperial Palace is called The Link, L-I-N-Q. I didn't dig that too much. I walked in there, looked around. Bottom line is, it ain't the old IP, and I wish to God the old IP was still standing. And may the people, of course, Candy Ross and Cindy Ross, all those people that put that thing together, that TV show, of course, for 2 hours, and of course, the boxing show afterwards on Saturday nights, that was a fantastic time. So I want to thank the people at the Imperial Palace Hotel. And of course, America West Airlines, they used to hold plane. They held a plane for me twice. They held a plane for me in Vegas. They held a plane for me in San Francisco. I kid you not. That's how tight I was. I was flying out on a Friday to Las Vegas and flying back on a Saturday night to San Francisco. So it was like I was only down like, you know, 36 hours, something like that. But the bottom line is, it was a good commute, but that was back in the day. So I sort of miss that old Vegas thing. When I went down to Las Vegas last week, it was nice. I mean, there's a lot of homeless people around, but I live in San Francisco, of course, the capital of homeless people. But the bottom line is, it was a little, at some points of the strip were a little sketchy, just put you like that. Some parts, but it's always been that way, but not quite. I mean, it used to be hookers and hoes, and now it's like creepy people. So I'd rather have hookers and hoes than the creepy people. Anyway, last night on the Canseco Stevenson undercard, unbeaten lightweight and U.S. Olympic silver medalist, of course, from 2016, Keyshawn the Businessman Davis, now 2020, 6-0, 5 KO stopped Omar Tiena, obviously from Mexico, 25-6, 18 KOs. Around 5, a veteran with a lot of fights. But, you know, bottom line is you can have all the fights you have want in the world. But if you're outgunned talent-wise, guess what? You probably end up on the short end of the stick. And he did end up on the short end of the stick, Mr. Tienda, as he got dropped a couple times. But the bottom line is it was a brutal finish. And I think it was in the fifth round. Time was 1:38. Of course, he is one of boxing's up-and-coming stars. We'll see what's happening with that. As far as picking fights is concerned, people ask me, how do I pick fights and why do I pick fights for the most part correctly? Well, a lot of it has to do with experience. I mean, I've been a fighter and I've been doing this handicapping thing for a long time. So when ESPN and Top Rank had the last Top Rank Handicap Championship, I won. I was the only one to win. I mean, the only non-Las Vegas guy to ever win that title. That's why they stopped the contest. I kid you not. Because all these guys from Vegas were winning these titles. Dave Koken is winning time and time again. All these Las Vegas gamblers, these big bookmakers and this kind of stuff, they were always winning these contests, right? So when I went in and I beat them this year by one four-round fight, I happened to pick a guy that won. It was an upset. But outside of that, it would have been a tie between me and Dave Koken. So I beat him for the handicap championship. And guess what? They canceled the contract. Speaking of canceling the contract, wow. How about Kamaru Usman? Made $500,000 to get his head handed to him. The guy's brain swelled. That's what Daniel was telling me. The guy's brain swelled. I mean, holy cow. I mean, when you get knocked out, you get have a brain bleed for the most part. Your brain doesn't really swell all that much for the most part. If your brain's swelling, you've got some serious neurological damage, okay? Of course, there's neurological damage anytime you bleed. I mean, a brain bleeds. A concussion is a brain bleed. That means the brain is bleeding. You've been knocked unconscious for one point in time, and guess what? You're concussed, and your brain is going to have a little bit of a bleed. Now, that's what a concussion is. Some guys don't recover from that. In fact, Kamaru Usman, after getting kicked by Leon Edwards a fortnight ago, I don't think he should ever fight again. And these people are saying to him, hey, why don't you train for the rematch? Isn't that? The dude has not been cleared to train. He should never be cleared to train again. Let me tell you, there's some trauma that you just can't reverse. That trauma, I mean, I knocked guys out, and I heard guys snoring, four or five guys, including the former San Francisco police chief, Greg Sir. I made him snore one time. But the bottom line is, you know, that's different. I mean, they were snoring for a few seconds. Usman was like snoring like all night. He'd have been there sleeping all night. If you put a pillow under his head, he's still there. He'd still be sleeping if they didn't try to wake him up. I mean, he was in that bad shape. I've never seen a guy get knocked out like that ever, ever. And of course, this was a kick to the head, and a kick to the jaw, but the bottom line is I kicked in the head. And I tried to tell you before, you get kicked, a little bit different than getting hit with a covered padded glove. And when I say padded glove, of course, boxers wear 8 or 10-ounce gloves. MMA guys wear 4-ounce gloves, or girls wear 4-ounce gloves. And, you know, now they've got this bare-knuckle boxing. Now it seems to be the rage on the Internet. I had a chance to do some TV with them a couple of years ago, and I turned it down. So maybe I was just too cocky, and, you know, I didn't want to do the bare-knuckle stuff. I just didn't. I didn't think that me coming with my boxing background and my pedigree and having done, you know, like 80 or 90 TV shows around the world, that it would be cool for me to do bare-knuckle boxing. That's just not me. It's just not. I mean, I don't see too much skill in that. I just don't. Yee, bare-knuckle boxing? Come on. If you want the reality of hitting people hard, I'm down with that. Then make them like 3-ounce gloves or something. Put something over the knuckle, okay? So the bottom line is, I think it's just a little bit too brutal. So that's why I'm not into that bare-knuckle boxing. We don't get into it too much on the show. But Usman, suffering a brain bleed and a swollen brain, man, he should never, ever fight again. Speaking of a guy that should never fight again, I got flies running around me here in the studio. I kid you not. I don't know if this one little fly or back one guy keeps going back and forth. It's like a whole bunch of them. I think there's 3 or 4 of them. It's a family of them in here, okay? And they're taunting me, and they keep telling me, I'll be using my hands, my jabs. Anyway, what's going on? Did you leave a sandwich in here, Daniel, or something? Somebody must have left. There must be a sandwich on the floor or something like that. But the bottom line is a couple of flies running around the Sports Byline studios as I speak. The U.S., speaking of USC, I'll get into that. Of course, there was a card last week at the USC Apex Center in Las Vegas. Of course, young little kid, good-looking kid, Corey Sandhagen at Bantamweight 135, stopped Song Yadong, who's got a great name for porno, don't you think? Song Yadong? Wouldn't that be a great name for porn? Yadong! Yadong! How come there ain't no Asian porn stars? I don't know. Women, yes, but men, not so much. Anyway, Corey Sandhagen stopped Song Yadong. The TKO stopped, the doctor stopped in the 4th round. As far as the other names on the card, there were no other names on that card. That's right, the USC is a no-name organization now. It's just Dana Pimpins. Back to that, Usman making $500,000 for fighting Leon Edwards, all right? Canelo got $45 million. Whoa! Well, I'm not trying to say Canelo probably generated a lot more money than Usman did. What I'm trying to say is, on a relative scale, Usman should have got millions of dollars for that fight. I mean, the place was sold out. There was no doubt it was sold out. They did money on pay-per-view, and he got $500,000, and they might have given him a $50,000 bonus. You know, I don't even think they cover his medical care. Those guys are like freelance operators. They have to get their own medical care. Imagine that, getting your ass whooped like that and choked out, kicked in the head, whatever it is, and you can't go to a doctor, really. I mean, they'll take you for the emergency stuff, but guess what? After that, you're on your own, which is a little rank. I think the UFC, of course, I think that the world of MMA, I think with CTE, was a chronic traumatic encephalitis or something like that, brain damage. I talked about that earlier with heavyweight fighters like Ken Norton, you know, I mean, Joe Frazier, I mean, people like that. I get that. I really get that. Ernie Shavers, I get that, okay? But MMA, you're getting hit harder. You're getting hit harder with more parts. I mean, getting elbowed, getting kicked, getting forearms. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is this: a lot more severe blows than there are in the world of professional boxing. And guess what? Nobody's stopping these fights. And no, you're a pacifist, Pedro. What are you talking about? You're supposed to be a boxing analyst. You're a former boxer. How can you sit on here and say that, you know, they're not stopping these fights? Listen, when somebody gets their ass whooped, it's over. Okay, it's over. Juliana Pena was getting killed by Amanda Nunes about a couple of months ago. Of course, she beat Nunes the first time in a bit of an upset. But Nunes had nothing but revenge on her mind the second time around. And she beat her like a doll. She beat on her like a drum, with a drumstick, okay? But they should have stopped that fight after 3 rounds. Not after 2 rounds, after 3 rounds. Instead, they made this girl take 10 more minutes of punishment. For who? Is this for some bloodthirsty fan sitting at home? For Dana White? For what? Because I think the corner failed her. Her corner, her trainers, her managers, they failed her. Juliana Pena, the doctor failed her. The referee failed her. All three entities are supposed to protect her. I mentioned this before, failed her miserably. Okay? Now, I'm not trying to say she's going to have brain damage, she's going to be damaged for the rest of her life, but guess what? She took an ass whipping you may never recover from. The Usman fight, he should never, ever fight again. There's been fighters who have been knocked out. Diego Corrales, he won against Jose Luis Castillo. I think it was like in June of 1 year. I can't remember the exact year, but it was like June. And then they fought again like in September, like 3 or 4 months later. And he was so busted up from the first fight. I mean, he was like, oh, he was a mess. He spit out his mouthpiece. I remember the referee was Tony Weeks. So Tony Weeks gave him a little bit of a pass, gave him back his mouthpiece. But the bottom line is Diego Carlos was a thoroughly beat guy before Castillo just folded. I think they folded in like one of the final round of the fight. But the bottom line is Diego came back and fought Castillo in a rematch like 3 months later. He shouldn't have been training for 6 months to a year. They put him back in contact training 45 days later, a month and a half later, and he's back in the ring. I mean, after taking one of the most severe beatings I've ever seen in my life, and he's back in the ring, back in the gym training 45 days later for a rematch that took place 4 months later. Now, Gary Shaw was promoter, and I think Gary Shaw sort of realized that Diego Corrales was out of control at several points in his life. I mean, he went to jail for throwing his wife down a flight of stairs. I think his wife's name was Olga. Horrible name for a woman. I know, I married an Olga. But the bottom line is he threw his wife down a flight of stairs, I think, with by her hair and then drug her back up the stairs. So he's a piece of work. And I challenged him on this when he got out, before he went to slam, all that kind of good stuff. I mean, you're a piece of work. So anyway, he was a piece of work, but he was damaged mentally. When he went into that fight, that last couple of fights that he had, he was a shell of his former self. And then the death, of course, on motorcycle, via motorcycle. Was it suicide via motorcycle? Think about that just for a second. That's what Gary Shaw implied, his promoter. He didn't want to live anymore. He didn't like life that much. Of course, here's the guy that I tried to get his IBF title belt. It was on sale, it was on sale in a Las Vegas pawn shop for $400. Stupid me, I wrote about it in my column before I went down there and bought the belt. Somebody got beat me to the belt, somebody that lived in Vegas. But the bottom line is, Diego is damaged goods, but he should have never, just like Kamaru Usman, he should have never been training or had a contact fight for at least 6 months to a year after. If Usman, his brain is bleeding and his brain is swelling, he should never, ever, 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 ever fight again. Ever. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check out your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course, coming to you on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, iTunes, Stitcher.com. That's like 1,000 different platforms that shows on. It's like iTunes, and of course, iHeartRadio as well, iHeart Live, iHeart Delayed. So if you're an iHeart freak, you can always look up the Sports Byline USA channel and track Ring Talk. You can be a follower and all that kind of good stuff. So every time a show pops up, they will let you know. Without a doubt, this is your inside look at the world of boxing. Of course, 37 years. I thought about that today. 37 years. Then we switched to 38 years. So it's been 38 years. Wow, that's a long, long time. I remember doing this with Charles J. We were doing it on the phone. He goes, what are we going to call this? I don't know. How about Ring Talk? Okay. So that was the beginning of that. It was like 1983, something like around 1983, 1984. So we started in 84 doing like these weekly episodes when Charles J. Show, his overnight show, and then, of course, it became Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Before you knew it, we went into syndication, national syndication in 1989, and we've never looked back after that. Bottom line is, the first sports show on the internet, that's right, 1992, of course, we broadcast live from the People's Republic of China. We did a first live fight from over there. We did the first live TV, radio and TV show from over there. Bottom line is, Ring Talk Live Worldwide has made some history in its 37, make that 38 plus years now, so I want to congratulate myself. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk, without a doubt, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Tower of Power, Soul Side of Town, to the break.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A few weeks ago, I bought a bunch of tickets for the Average White Band and told my partners, you guys ready to go? They said, yeah, buy the tickets for us, man. We want to go. They didn't show up. Okay, bottom line is I bought 4 tickets for a concert tonight and 3 tickets for a concert tonight in San Jose because a friend of mine told me him and his wife wanted to go. I said, well, guess what? I'll tag along with you guys. It's all 3 of us will go down. So I bought 3 tickets. I called him back. I got the 3 tickets. He goes, we don't want to go. And he starts screaming at me, saying, this is the same old scam I've been playing for about 35 or 40 years now with fight tickets. I mean, Brent Carter, the former, the current Average White Band lead singer, former Tower Power lead, he told me the same thing. You give people tickets or you set people up with tickets, and people just screw you on tickets. They just screw you on tickets. They just don't show up. They just, it's horrible when it comes to tickets. So the bottom line is, I am done. I'm done with the person that screwed me on the tickets, but I'm done with getting people tickets. I mean, I'm finally learning. God, it took a long time, but the bottom line is people are chumps when it comes to getting them tickets. They just don't realize, hey, I went out of my way to get you this ticket. I paid, you know, $75 for a $200 ticket. You ready? $75? Yeah, well, you were willing to pay $100 before. Anyway, bottom line is people and tickets, it's a bit of a joke. Anyway, tonight, of course, on the zone, heavyweights Joe Joyce and Joseph Parker. Parker 30-2, of course. Parker, a guy that's never impressed me, former WBO heavyweight title holder. I think they're going to fight for a WBO interim world heavyweight title or something. I didn't think they were giving interim titles anymore. What was the story on that? Remember the WBA got sanctioned all about that? The World of Bunko and Anarchy was sanctioned about that by the Association of Boxing Commissions for having interim champions. And now the WBO is going with the interim champions. Anyway, bottom line is Joseph Parker going to go against Joe Joyce. Joe Joyce is considered the up-and-coming star. They call him the juggernaut. Of course, he's 37 years old, though. 14-0. 13 KOs, a late starter in the game, obviously. But the bottom line is he can fight a little bit. He can punch a little bit. Of course, he beat up Christian Hammer the last time out when a TKO in 4. Before that, it was Carlos Takam, who's not an easy guy to take out. He took him out in 6 rounds. So he's one of the, and he beat Daniel Dubois, stopped him in the 10th round. Dubois was undefeated. I think Dubois might have been the slight favorite going into that. But the bottom line is he's the second or third guy, sort of like the poor man's Tyson Fury of the UK, or the poor man's Anthony Joshua. The bottom line is he would like to get up there. I'm talking about, if he beats Parker, Joe Joyce would have got to get up there really as far as the premier heavyweight is concerned. I don't know if he's all that. I really don't. I don't think he's that. He's 6'6", but he just don't look the fighter to me. He just doesn't look the fighter to me. Bottom line is that's just the way it is. But they're going to hook up tonight on the ESPN card, of course, coming to you from Nottingham, England. It'll be on ESPN Plus, ESPN as well. Of course, brought to you by Top Rank, Bob Arum. Speaking of Top Rank, man, the guy's 91 years old. 90 years old. I was in Vegas last week. I went by his little tower there, the top-ranked tower, man, he's still rocking and rolling, 9 years old. Give him some props. Don King, he's toast. Forget him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next time, peace, love, and a lot of respect.